live.
We are live.
All right, let's go live.
Three. Going live without a nestle.
Stand by. We're coming to you live.
We got it live right here.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Thing sucks. We'll do it live.
Okay. We're hot. We're live.
Where are the mics?
Mics?
This doesn't work without mics.
No.
Let's find them.
Now, unique opinions, compelling conversation, and the best in afternoon entertainment. From the Autoglass America studios, it's Drew Garabo Live.
Here we go!
Hi, Seth.
Salted rim.
Things are never gonna be the way you want. Where's it gonna get you acting serious?
I like you.
Things are never gonna be quite what you want. Even at 25, you gotta start sometime.
Is this all going in my butt?
Macizos? Misamos.
It's going down
into the booty bag.
You're such a dick.
You smart. You loyal.
Good afternoon and welcome to Drew Garabo Live. I'm Drew Garabo. And with Soul Brother Kevin,
Thursday,
Seth Kushner,
Carmen San Diego,
we're in time is she, and John Senning,
Thirsty Thursday,
here to do this thing. It's great to be here. Nice to have you there. Just got tweeted by LL Cool J before the show.
What? Whoa!
Yeah, it's not good though.
Oh no!
It's not like the best tweet. I mean, it's,
was he responding to something?
Yeah.
Oh god!
It was a customer service complaint.
Oh no!
Oh yes.
About his. What about?
Well, okay.
Oh, no. What did you do?
I'm not here to plug competitors or anything, but I'm an unabashed listener of satellite radio. I mean, I understand you have to pay for it and stuff, and free radio is always better. And don't you dare turn to satellite radio right now because there's nothing going on worth listening to. It's horrible. Between 2 and 6, it's awful. Satellite radio is terrible. But my go-to station, two of them. First Wave for my new wave fix. But mostly when I'm driving, I like to listen to old school hip hop. That's my comfort zone. If I'm making a drive of 30 minutes or longer, I can lose myself in the jams that I grew up with.
And they have an awesome channel of old school hip hop too.
Had.
What?
Had. They had Backspin 45. Backspin 45 is being rebranded to Rock the Bells Radio with LL Cool J. That's all well and good. I trust James Todd Smith.
Is he like the curator?
He's the curator. He's the figurehead. He's the everything. Okay,
I'm with you so far.
All right. So I love LL. I've interviewed him. I interviewed him in Orlando, and it went great.
Ladies do too.
Ladies love cool James Todd Smith, for crying out loud. Even though his mama said to knock them out. I'm listening today, and they've been pushing this. LL Cool J, Rock the Bells, radio coming soon. Blah 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 blah.
By the way, I looked up your tweet and his response already.
I know.
He pulled a U.
I know. That's why it hurts. Taste of our own medicine.
I couldn't wait any longer.
Do you not have somewhat of a history of contacting the satellite host that you have a problem with?
No, I leave them alone.
I thought you wrote a letter once.
No, he will write an email, a sternly written letter to favorite show.
I'm trying to get Madison and Sluggo fired.
Yeah. Okay. I just thought you had another agenda you've been pushing through with the satellite people.
I know radio, and they don't belong on radio.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, come on. Madison's wonderful.
She's the worst radio personality in the history of radio personalities.
So good.
Sluggo's even worse than that. So they're getting ready for Rock the Bells, which starts next week, next Wednesday, right? So I get in the car today, and Sluggo starts talking on First Wave, so I got to tune the station. And then on Lithium, which is my second choice when I'm not in the mood for hip hop, they're playing Alice in Chains, which I always do. So, and I don't like Alice in Chains. So, and I know, I'm sorry, Bone listener, I don't like Alice in Chains. I go to Backspin. They're playing this. Sounds like a DJ and an MC over a crowd, and he's like, "Oh, y'all having a good time? Say yeah." And people are like, "Yeah, we're gonna take hip hop back to the start, back before Gats were the answer. Back before the." And I'm just listening, waiting for it to stop and waiting for the music to start again.
Okay.
You know how we talk about stunting all the time when radio stations will flip formats, they'll play the same song over and over?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this is a stunt that they're doing. They keep playing the same 5-minute piece of audio over and over.
5 minute promo.
5 minute promo of not even like Rock the Bells Radio coming soon, but like we're taking it back to the G's, and then they play 2 seconds of nothing but a G thing, and we're taking it back to Run DMC, and they play a little rock box. So I'm listening, and I'm like, well, this is all well and good, but like give me a hip hop song. Like play 5 minutes of that and then play a hip hop song. Because a week of stunt, it starts Wednesday, and it says on my display, Rock the Bells Radio starts Wednesday. So I'm like, this is unacceptable. I need a hip hop song. So I figured I'd when I got to work, I'd send a little tweet. LL seems to be very active on Twitter because he's pushing this new product, which I pay for. I'm a customer, homie. And so I tweeted at LL Cool J, figuring I would use the vernacular. I said, "Yo, I'm mad excited for Rock the Bells XM #."
Oh, you hit him with the yo and the mad.
Yo and mad. But that stunting that they have playing nonstop on the channel now is corny and a huge tune out. Because I know how bad corny is in the hip hop circles. Yeah, that's like the worst
nobody
thing.
Nobody likes
no
it.
No one wants
they
to
don't
eat
even
corny.
Eat corn.
No, they do not. It's a marker food. It shows up in your Duke. So then I said, can you talk to the suits? Knowing that it's probably not his decision to do this stunting. And he hit me with the Drew Garabo. Mm. Tune out until March 28th, Drew.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I mean, it's kind of exciting, though.
Nah, man.
No, it's not.
That's not good at all.
It's the opposite of exciting.
You got a little interaction. That's what you're looking for.
I'd rather have no interaction than negative interaction with a hip-hop legend and icon like LL.
You got to delete your profile now?
I might be retiring from Twitter.
No, don't do that. Oh. You need to loop Black Thought into this immediately. And that's every rapper you know, you need to summon
damn
every
right.
rapper you know.
Damn
oh, yeah,
right.
That's a good point. Search on Twitter?
Search.
Everybody.
Search Black Thought. I got to get, Raekwon because we've interviewed him. RZA because I've interviewed him.
Blaze Your Dead Homie?
Thank you. Well, no, hip-hop artist.
Well, you got to get some more of your local people, too,
okay.
You know?
All right. Tampa Tony?
Yes.
Okay.
Guy?
You calm down over there.
No, the Blue Wave. You know, we got to get the 4G Auto Blow.
Maybe 4G Auto. Okay. I would get Vanilla Ice, but, you know, he has me blocked and everything. So then I hit him back, trying to get back into his good grace. Which he's probably got me muted by now. I said, but I need old school hip hop in my life, Mr. Smith. I'll just pop in Radio, Bad, Mama Said Knock You Out, Walking with the Panther, and the rest in my CD player, big fan. And there's nothing. He hasn't blocked me yet, but I can only assume that that's going to happen.
So what are we taking away from this? That people that maybe reach out to you with lackluster statements or questions will not get the same treatment that LL just gave you?
Since it is Take It Back Thursday, I would like to take something back. Hold on 1 second. Let's get that Take It Back Thursday music right here. Oh, look, T.I.
What's up, everybody, man? It's your boy, man, T.I.P. the King Good. And you listen to the most non-rapping dude in the Bay Area, man, Drew Garabo, man, on 102.5 The Bone.
Thank you, T.I.
Start using that.
I forgot I even had that.
Actually, our buddy DJ Eakin sent me a text the other day. He asked if we wanted T.I. or Snoop Dogg on the show coming up.
Yes, we do.
I said yes. Oh,
thanks to T.I. for doing that, by the way. We didn't meet, but Eakin had him
it
laid
sounds
down.
Like, it sounds like he was
we're
right
close.
Here. Yeah.
So maybe I can enlist the help of T.I. Why does he call himself T.I.P.? He's T.I., right?
No.
Oh.
He is Tip.
Oh.
But because of Q-Tip, when he came out, they made him drop the P. If you call him T.I., he will say that you don't really know him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to be confused with Q-Tip from Tribe Called
Quest. No, he didn't have a problem. Oh, Q-Tip had a problem.
All right. Well, let me...
I am so sorry for that outburst.
Maybe it's time to take it back.
Let's take it back Thursday.
It's Take It Back Thursday.
You know, a lot of you out there, you've probably... why'd you like his response?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, that was an accident. That was an accidental heart.
That's messed up, man.
That is messed up.
What's messed up?
You liked his response.
What's messed up is that you forced me to like his response by telling LL what he should be doing with his own channel.
Yo, that stunting is mad corny.
Yeah, I'm going to like it, too.
So I...
Man, I mean, you talked to him.
I guess.
He heard you.
He did. I wish he hadn't. No, don't do that. So I would like to take back then, anytime anyone's ever sent me a suggestion for the show or a critique of the show, and I've blasted you back with a stop listening, tune out forever, go kill yourself. I haven't done that in a couple of years, to be fair. Shove a flaming Q-tip in your ear. I hope your family gets slaughtered in front of you. Haven't done that one in a couple of weeks. I would like to take back any harsh response to critiques of the show that you may have sent my way on Twitter. I'm sorry. It won't happen again. Feel free to let me know exactly what you think, because I want to make sure you get what you pay for. Much like I thought, as a paying customer, I might be treated with some dignity and respect.
That being said, what is the point of doing that? Like, you're not going to get anybody to sit and listen to that station right now. Is that not the point? Like, is that not what they're trying to do? Like, why would anybody sit and listen to that?
I don't think anybody's going to. I get it. Rock the Bells Radio is coming soon, but it's paid radio anyway. Yeah. You don't exist on ratings. Like, just do the new channel.
And you already know what kind of music they're going to play, and so do they.
Right. You're going to play the same old school hip hop, like the Bone Thugs and Harmony, and you're going to give me Black Sheep.
So LL hadn't had time to lay down the tracks.
Get out of here.
That's what I'm hearing.
Tune out until March 28th, Drew. Maybe he means, like, since you're such a big fan of mine, we want you back. He didn't say go screw yourself. He said tune out until.
Maybe you're reading it wrong. Maybe there's some context there, and he's like, agreeing with you, like, yeah, man,
I feel you.
Tune out.
Do what I did,
yeah,
Drew.
Yeah.
Tune out until March 28th. Yeah. Oh, I should have just said, but I can't live without my radio. That would have been good, because that's his first song. I wish you could delete a tweet. I'm so embarrassed.
Let's ask Anthony Jeselnik at 4 how he feels about this. Maybe he's got some LL jokes that'll make you feel better.
If he does have LL jokes, they're not going to be tasteful LL jokes.
The thing is, LL didn't offer you anything.
No. Like, thanks for the constructive criticism.
He could have even been cheesy. Oh, I'm sorry. That's like corny.
Corny.
And said, hey, here's a link to my new CD. Anything.
Anything. Other than tune out until. So hurtful. Yeah. So, if you would like to confront me with the Take It Back for Take It Back Thursday, it'd be my pleasure to take anything back. Because now I know how it feels. Now that I've gotten a taste of my own medicine, it kind of hurts. 727-579-1025. Robert, do you have a Take It Back for Take It Back Thursday already?
I do have a Take It Back for you, Drew.
Fantastic, man. Tell us what happened.
Man, that crazy weather reporting, unprofessional weather reporting the other day. I decided to hit you with these nuts, and I take it back, man.
Oh. Oh, well, you know. I mean, you thought you what did you do? Were you the ice guy?
I was at Wesley Chapel.
I don't think he even got you.
I didn't get you. No, I inspired Chewbacca, whatever his name was, to get you. I know that much.
You didn't inspire Chewbacca, Mike. Nobody inspires Da Vinci.
He tried to take some credit.
Yeah, dude.
Chewbacca Mike.
Nobody inspires Einstein to think. Nobody inspires Da Vinci to invent or paint. Nobody inspires the great Hank Aaron to hit home runs. Chewbacca Mike's on another level, dude. You don't even mention his. Don't speak his name. Keep his name out your mouth. But thank you. I refuse your take it back. Thank you. He's got nothing to take back.
Nah.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Oh, Brandon Lee, a listener of ours, just tweeted him and said, terrible, tune out. How do you promote a brand like that, corny AF? And LL just said, I'm not promoting. If you don't get it, it's not for you. All love.
Man.
Now, people tweet LL nice things, would you? Like, just say, hey, can't wait for the new station. I'm excited.
Nah. No, bury that jobber.
No, this is not a war. No, LL is the most respected and revered. When I was listening to the radio when I was 15 years old, I never thought I'd be able to even communicate with.
It's not the same LL that you remember.
It is the same.
He's corporate.
No, he's not. He's licking his lips. He's ladies love Cool James. He's shirtless.
NCIS. What's he on? CSI?
He's a little stiff, man. I don't know. On CBS. You know?
This is not the guy you used to look up to.
This is not the In the House LL. No.
My grandma watches this guy. He's got to be a little nicer.
What was it? Deep Blue Sea, where you see by a shark? That's who you're dealing with.
He was in Toys with Robin Williams.
He also did beat a dude up in his kitchen. Somebody broke in his house.
And he beat his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
In his drawers.
Uh-oh. He's going to come to my house in my kitchen in his drawers, and he's going to beat me up. I don't want beef with LL. I respect LL.
There's no beef. He squashed it. It's over. You lost.
Man, maybe you can bring him out of retirement from rapping, you know?
Maybe I can. Can you call my show to promote it?
Oh, I was just going to do the same.
Can you call my show?
Well, he doesn't like you. Maybe, you know, right he's already now, got beef with you.
So
you got to challenge him to a battle. He's the MC.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Maybe we can settle this in a battle of.
Do you want some of this?
So I can explain what a big fan I am. Big fan I am. I'm going to say MC Search can vouch for me. Because I know they know each other from way back in the day. Can vouch for me. Okay. Oh, man. This is awful. 727-579-1025. What's up, Steve? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, great, Drew. Thanks for taking my call. Great show.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm not trolling you. I'm seriously wanting to offer a response to his response to you.
What did he tweet again?
He tweeted again.
What did he say? Hold on 1 second, sir. Breaking news.
And it's not a disrespect thing. It's just if you want to truly learn about the culture and understand it. I think he typed this wrong. This is your home. If not, it is what it is.
Oh.
He hit me with the it is what it is.
Yeah. And, if you're not trying to learn about the culture and understand.
Well, he's a pro, man. LL can keep swerving.
Oh, it's a burial job, man. Geez. He's really.
I mean, just think. I mean, he's got 240 characters.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, you don't want him to start getting rhyme mode on you.
Oh man.
His hat is like a shark's fin.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
He crushes like a jelly bean.
Exactly.
All right. Sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but there was two different versions of Rock the Bells.
Oh my God! He said, "I love Drew." He just said, "I love Drew." Maybe I will. Hold on 1 second. Hold the phone. Look at his latest tweet. I love Drew. Maybe I will.
Uh-oh.
Does he know who you are?
No.
Yes.
He does. He just said.
He said, I love Drew. Maybe I will.
What's that, a 203 number? He's calling right now.
Is he really?
I don't know.
What?
Huh? Hold on 1 second. Let me hit him with the number.
Did you? Oh.
727-579-1025.
You forgot about DMC, too. You got to drop DMC.
DMC, yeah. He knows me, too. How can
yes,
I forget about the legend?
Exactly.
From Queens. They're both right? From Queens.
Yes. You got to do it.
LL Cool J just followed me. LL Cool J just followed me. LL Cool J just followed me. LL just followed me. LL Cool J is hard as hell. I don't care. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Okay. Shh.
What's going on
here? He's
going
to DM you now.
He just said, maybe I will. I'm filming. We'll see. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh,
filming,
God.
Yeah.
Filming what?
It's filming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're filming, too. Bone TV. We're filming.
I don't think it's working
you
right
gotta
now.
You got to thank the LOD ladies for smoothing this over,
nice
man.
Job, Donna. Thank you, Bronx girl. Thank you.
How is he filming and he's responding to every single tweet?
I don't know, but LL's following me now. And
how did this happen?
That's how LL does it.
Yeah. I followed you. Send the info.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. Let me give him the hotline number, right? Message.
Yeah.
Hotline.
Oh, my goodness.
Is...
I'm going to bury this guy.
No, shut. Don't you dare. Get out of the studio right now, you prick.
Yeah, John, you act like Drew and you just say that you're just tired of his tweets.
Yeah, seriously.
But now, Drew, I mean, how are you gonna talk? I mean, you know, you got to keep the same energy.
Right. Yeah the critical energy. Oh, man. All right.
Come on, sorry, Twitter fingers.
Sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
All right. Just respond. You bring the woodpecker, I'll bring the wood.
Uh-oh.
Okay, yeah, Bristol Hotel.
I like that.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. This would be very exciting if we hear from LL Cool J.
Woo!
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if a tweet got us LL Cool J, then I'm glad I sent that tweet. Maybe their stunting worked.
Yeah, but what if he's going to come correct?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I slap you upside your head. I don't know. Put hands on you. Get physical.
What?
What if he's not happy about all this?
Yeah. Like, what if this is a ploy just to bury you on your own show?
Okay. Oh, he wouldn't do that.
That's fine.
He's got a new channel to promote.
Yeah, man. He's got
to
be nice.
He wants to smooth it over.
Yeah. I'll tell him nobody can rap quite like I can. I'll take a muscle bound. Oh, now SBK liked LL's response, too.
I thought that was that's pro. I'm supporting the movement.
Yeah.
He's going to look it up and go, even the dudes on your show hate you, you corny bastard.
No, it's more promotion. I'm lifting it up.
He's going to call me corny. Scott, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just figured since you're a little softer note today, I'd give her a call back. Mm-hmm. I had called a while back, mm-hmm. and I was asking about maybe sending some stuff to that kid in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and you were about to leave, and you're like, well, if you can get it here in 20 minutes, and I was like, well, is there a way I could forward it to you guys, and you guys could get it to him, mm-hmm. and you jumped all over me saying that, that you know, you're not a forwarding service. And
I'm not.
I understand that, but
okay.
I had a great intention, but I was trying to find a way to get it to him,
huh.
and you were really rude, honestly.
How was I really rude?
It was just your demeanor, your tone, the way you just shut me down.
Tone is a weird thing. A lot of people can interpret things in a tone, right?
It's the year of the tone.
It is the year of tone.
No.
Yeah, no. Here's the deal, dude. If it makes your sensitive ass feel better, if I give you an insincere apology for what I said, even though I meant my tone, I meant every word of it, then fine, okay? I apologize. But it's an empty paper tiger apology that means absolutely nothing at all, and go screw yourself. I say that with love, not shove. How's that? Is that good? Thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
This LL tweet really affected you.
It did. Chevette with a nice tweet. You know that feeling that you have in your belly right now because you're so happy that LL Cool J is even paying attention to you? That's exactly how I feel when you answer my tweets.
Oh.
I'm going to say no way. No way. I just keep looking at the hotline just, you know, because we get the strobe light that flashes in here when the hotline rings.
No, he's filming.
Filming what?
Man, you... Like, of old school rappers, you're pretty much knocking out the Mount Rushmore.
One
you got
one,
a lot,
one,
yeah.
We got DMC,
mm-hmm.
LL, MC Search. Man, we're building all we need now is like a, let's see, who are you, Nas? Did we interview Nas?
Did you?
No.
You would have remembered.
Raekwon. I gotta get some old school, old school guys on here. Oh, man. All I'm doing is looking at the hotline. I know as soon as we go to break, the hotline's going to ring, and I don't want to go to break. All right, here's the deal. If we go to break and the hotline rings, we cut into the break.
We break format for LL Cool J?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
The legendary
And if you
James
tell us
Bond
all the commercials, why don't we do them all live?
Yeah.
Huge!
Let's,
I think it's best to do it now, because I don't see him calling right now.
Yeah. Okay, we come back, LL Cool J.